This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff in Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Jeff. Steve, get out of the studio, please.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, our friend Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's beat Steve.
Yeah. How many days are in January?
31.
Yes, 31. What sport is featured in The Big Lebowski?
Bowling.
Yes. Belarus is the largest landlocked country on which continent?
Europe.
Yes. Who developed the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Astro was the family dog from what cartoon?
The Jetsons.
That's it. The only U.S. highway with metric road signs can be found in which southwestern state?
New Mexico.
No.
Texas.
No.
Arizona.
Yes, Arizona. Quasimodo is also known by what nickname?
The guy, the hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's him. What is the medical term for your collarbone?
Your scapula.
No.
Pass.
Which founding father and president...
Clavicle?
Yes. Which founding father and president carried a pet mockingbird on his shoulder?
John Adams, George Washington.
No.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes! Right at the end, which brings you to a score of 9, Jeff.
Nice.
Very nicely done.
It's been a while since I got 9. Cool.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Ooh.
Getting the pep talk from Ryan Castle.
Well, you're going to need it.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many days are in January?
30.
No.
31.
Yes. What sport is featured in The Big Lebowski?
Bowling.
Yes. Belarus is the largest landlocked country on which continent?
I'm going to go with Europe.
You're correct. Who developed the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Yes. Astro was the family dog from what cartoon?
Jetsons.
You know it.
Astro.
The only U.S. highway with metric road signs can be found in which southwestern state?
New Mexico.
No.
Arizona.
Yes. Quasimodo is also known by what nickname?
The hunchback of Notre Dame.
There you go. What is the medical term for your collarbone?
The clavicle.
Yes. Which founding father and president carried a pet mockingbird on his shoulder?
George Washington.
No.
John Adams.
No.
I don't know. Grover Cleveland.
No. Whose alter egos included Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke, and Ziggy Stardust?
David Bowie.
That's him. And with time on the clock, Steve Migs, you got a score of 9.
Yeah,
which is a really good score.
You got a perfect 10.
But it's a tie.
Oh!
9-9. 9's all around. Congratulations, Jeff.
Wow. All right. Oh, we'll share that victory.
Yeah. Who's laughing now? Neither of us.
He did know, though, that our founding father and president that carried a pet mockingbird on his shoulder was Thomas Jefferson. You want to know what the mockingbird's name was? The most famous one?
Tequila?
Dick.
Oh.
Yeah. Dick the Mockingbird. And that's what you name your pet mockingbird, I guess.
The Daily Mix Show.
Dick.
Dick the Mockingbird. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And we get messages on there all the time. And some come in at 2 in the morning. And they're very interesting. We're going to slide into our VMs after Radiohead.
And one is actually about Dick. Dick Hammer.
Are you serious?
Not kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and leave us a voice message because we would love to hear from you. And it's easy to do through the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone icon. So simple. Steve, what is happening in there today?
We have a voice message that just came in that is about our last topic about why you got divorced. That is going to blow your mind. But before we get to that, let's talk about Dick Hammer.
You know I'm obsessed with Dick Hammer.
Yeah. Daily Mix Show. Happy 2026. So a few months ago when you guys announced that Sam Darnold's grandfather, the aptly named Dick Hammer, was the original Marlboro man in the year 1969.
Nice.
Very nice.
I decided right there that my next piece of Seahawks merch was going to be in honor of that man. So when I got a Fanatics gift card for Christmas this year, I ordered myself a black Seahawks hoodie with the logo on the front, Hammer on the back, and a gigantic number 69. Who wants to join the Hammer crew with me, bitches?
Me.
Well, you said you were going to.
I do want to do this. He stole my idea.
So I'm like, you know, sometimes people tell us they did something. I'm like, did they really? Sure as S, I get a direct message on X from James Sullivan. Good dude. He actually, I've met him a bunch of times at my gym. Awesome guy. And he sent a picture of there's the Seahawks hoodie.
Oh.
And there's number 69 on the back of that hoodie. And in big letters, it also says Hammer.
Nice.
He was.
This is a great looking hoodie.
He was a legend, Dick Hammer, Sam Darnold's grandfather.
I figured I'd say James. James is also a legend.
James.
For getting this. He's going to now walk around the streets of Puyallup, and he's going to have 69 Hammer.
So do you know this, though? Also another fact about Dick Hammer.
Oh, here we go. Dude, for those that don't know, when Taryn Daly found out about this, I think we were on vacation or something was going on. She ended up texting Danny and I on our group chat all day about different facts about Dick Hammer. I thought she was drunk.
I was not. I was just really fired up for Dick Hammer.
I thought she was hacked.
So guess how old he was when he passed away?
69.
He was.
All right. Do you want to hear this crazy divorce story?
I do.
This is all stemming from our previous topic about why you got divorced. Because some people getting divorced. Like, what was it? Because Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, 19 years.
Irreconcilable differences.
Listen to this one.
Listening to your segment this morning.
Yeah.
I was with my first wife for just shy of 10 years. And we were married for 4.5 weeks. Shortly after we got married, I found out she was having an affair with my brother.
All
right. What?
You're like, okay, that's awful. Mind blown. You're having an affair with the guy's brother. But wait, there's more.
Our son at the time was 9 months old when we split up. And she was already pregnant with her second child from my brother.
Have a great day, guys. Love the show.
Keep going. We love you. We're so sorry. Could you imagine that?
That is a reality TV show waiting to happen.
That's a reality TV show that none of us want to be on.
No.
I mean, the holidays, everything has changed.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what the hell?
Bonkers.
Right.
She's bad news.
Well, now she's your brother's problem. I mean, sadly, you're forever connected because of the kid and family, but holy smokes.
Wow.
All right, ready for another voice message?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Jake from State Farm. Calling about the question about what people say whenever you tell them what you do for work. Well, I'm a carpenter.
Wait, you don't work at State Farm?
I feel bamboozled.
You've been lying to us all this time?
Well, I'm a carpenter, and people always like to.
Okay, so what do you think people always bring up when they find out that he's a carpenter?
Have you ever put a nail through your thumb?
Danny?
Ooh. Are you religious like Jesus?
Okay. I was like, my first thought was like, are you laying wood all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
And people always like to say, well, you know, Jesus was a carpenter.
Danny got it.
Yeah, he was. And there is no comparison to myself and Jesus. Makes you feel like you're doing a crap job at life.
Well, you haven't tried walking on water yet.
There's still time.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty good carpenter, but nowhere near Jesus in any other department. All right, rock on. Have a good day.
Also, you know, in all these years, we've really never seen any of Jesus's carpentry skills.
No.
True. Right?
Do you know what his side hustle was, though?
Jesus or
yeah.
Jake
Jesus.
Okay, here we go.
He was a bartender. He turned water into wine.
Yeah, I expect more from you.
The Daily Mix Show.
You better not expect more from me on Live Night, Steve. That's what you're going to get right there.
No, puns. We are
puns
screwed.
on puns. Live Night is presented by Pinky's Plumbing, and it's going to be happening Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And we're going to be completely live. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, you guys are live every day. Yes, that's true. But we have buttons that we push that play sound effects. We have music.
Pre-recorded
that we play
stuff. Yeah.
Pre-recorded. None of that happens. There's no safety net during Live Night. It's all performed live, and you can watch it with your eyeballs. Get the tickets at KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to just use my YMCA membership, which is rarely ever used.
Wait, you have a membership to the gym? How long have you had this membership?
Years.
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 And how often have you used it?
Very rarely.
Is it for Barrett?
The main reason we use it is we do our swimming lessons through the Y, and then Barrett goes to summer camp through the Y. But I think I've been there more in the last 2 weeks than I probably have been in the last year before it.
It's like my wife. She's got like the gym membership because she teaches CrossFit. So she has a CrossFit membership and she does all that. But then she has a regular gym membership. And I'm like, why don't we cancel that? You never use it. She's like, well, just in case on those days where I don't need it, where I need it. I'm like, that's like five times a year.
Mm-hmm.
We could just do day passes and we'll save so much money.
Oh, we've spent so much money on that membership. But I'm finally making use of it. And earlier this week, I decided to try out.
Wait, a
class.
Uh-huh. And can we guess?
I would love for you guys to guess what class it was. It's a class I've never taken before.
Danny, what do you think it is?
Spin class.
A spin class. Oh, I know what it is. I'm positive it's this.
Come, come, come. So the groove she gave you.
I'm here with hip hop abs.
Yeah. Is this from your dad's collection?
You're doing hip hop abs.
Just like your dad used to.
Yes. It worked really well for him.
It's neither of those things, guys.
Oh, wait, I got another guess.
Jazzercise.
No. Ooh.
Pole dance. Wait, they don't do pole dance at YMCA. They get a whole new clientele.
Pole fitness.
Zumba.
No.
She used to teach Zumba.
That's why I was like, maybe she's going back to her roots.
The class that I took reminded me of Zumba, but in the water.
Oh, no, you're not.
I did a water fitness class.
What?
How old are you?
Of 20 years younger than anyone else in the class at minimum. But you know, I'm like, what kind of group fitness classes do they have today? I'll just give this one a whirl. And I was also thinking this might be a fun class for me to do with my mom. And I'm trying to convince my mom to come.
That's cool.
But literally, I'm not joking. The friendliest people I've ever met in my entire life. And they made me feel so good being there.
And they probably made you feel so young being there.
So youthful.
There was a time when we worked at the old building, there was a 24-hour fitness across the street.
Yep.
And I had a membership there. And whenever I can't remember which workout machine. It might have been like an elliptical or a treadmill. It was pointed right towards like the community pool.
At
the 24-hour fitness. And whenever I would go work out, it was at the same time as the water fitness. And that's why I knew. It's like people who are like 70, 80 years old do it.
And me.
And that's hilarious.
You guys, I'm not lying though. you know the little kind of floaty dumbbell things that they have in there?
No.
I decided to pick the big ones because I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be cake for me. I'll go in there and rock this
class.
What
do you mean floaty dumbbells?
It's like, you know the material that like a pool noodle is made out of? It's like a dumbbell with that on the outsides.
But does it have an actual weight on it?
No, but so you're just, it's just resistance in the water. But they have bigger ones and smaller ones.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I went with the bigger ones. I'm not kidding.
Sure.
At one point, I'm like, I don't know if my arms are going to last an hour in here. It was hard.
Yeah?
Yes.
The big ones are hard.
The big ones are hard. I did have a blast, though. I met some nice new friends. They introduced themselves to me.
Nice.
They said, we'll see you Wednesday. I didn't get to go yesterday.
Oh, man.
But I am going to go tomorrow on Friday because it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay, because I was going to say, you might be the talk of the water fitness people that, like, all of a sudden you're a one and doneer.
Oh, no.
Were you sore after it?
Yes. I could feel it. My arms got it the worst. There was a little bit of ab action, a little bit of leg action, but the arms really got a good workout.
Can we go with you sometime?
I would love that so much. You guys, please, yes.
I would so
in. Yes.
I think that'd be so much fun.
It would be a blast. I'll introduce you to Carol and Laura. They were wonderful. Teresa was the teacher.
Was there any men in this class?
There were two men.
Well, now there'll be four.
They're like, where did this hot young thing go?
That's working out with us. We got Claire, Carol, and Gladys, but no, where's Taryn?
She brought her young whippersnapper friends here.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Oh, my.
No?
I bet they would be thrilled to have you guys in that class.
So you're going to do it more?
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking my mom.
Do you have a recent club that you joined, Danny?
Not really.
Like, it'll be a workout club. I always love that. Like, you know, in the new year, sometimes it's like, this is my time to do something different. And a lot of people join different, like, activities or clubs or whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, the most that I've done recent, and it's been a year now, was Orange Theory, which is also workout. But that was, like, the biggest thing that I've done ever. I kind of want to join, like, a run club to start training for, like, a half marathon.
Ooh,
but
for real.
I haven't done it yet. Yeah, my goal was always to run a half marathon before I turned 40.
Well, the time's ticking.
I got this year.
This is the year.
So we'll see.
What about you, Steve? Do you belong to any clubs?
I can't add anything else anymore. It's like, well, I've jumped back into the world of playing drums for Jesus.
Oh, yes, you know, that's right.
Doing the worship team stuff. But, like, even in that situation, I felt bad. But I'm like, because, you know, the practices and stuff before, like, because I'm doing it most weekends now. And I'm like, guys, I can't add another night. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk or, like, a prima donna. I'm not, like, walking in there with, like, sunglasses on or something. Like, hey, what's up, y'all? But I'm like, I can't practice, like, on a Friday night with you guys. Like, I just, if I'm not doing my wrestling thing, I need that night just to be home with family.
Sure.
Like, I can't add another thing to the plate. So if you guys don't like that, by all means, find a different drummer. But it's very hard to find a drummer sometimes in anything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're like, no, we'll make it work. So, like, I always make sure I'm prepared on Saturday mornings. But, like, it's just that's my newest club. And it's been a blast. It's like, I forgot how much I genuinely enjoy doing and how fulfilling it is.
Steve doesn't even need to practice. He's so good.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Thankfully, because they have a guy on a microphone. He's playing. He's so talented. He's like a high school kid, too. And he's playing. And he's got a microphone that the crowd doesn't hear. But he's telling us what to do, basically. Because, you know, you only have so many practices. He's like, all right, get ready for the bridge. And it's intense. Like, I'm like, if people could only hear what's going on our earpieces while we're performing. Like, I'm playing. He's like, slow it down. I'm like, okay.
It's all Steve's fault.
Right. Or he's like, all right, sorry, wash it out. I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't know that term.
Oh, my gosh. Nice club.
But it's awesome.
Good for you, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mig Show.
What did he say? Fade it out? Wash it out.
Like, wash the symbols.
All right, Rockaholics, now it is your turn. The floor is yours. 206-803-ROCK. What did you join? What's something new that you joined or are doing in 2026? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Nirvana. Earlier this week, I joined a water fitness class at the YMCA.
Yes.
So when
are you going to start going to the early bird special over at the Old Country Buffet?
I'm pretty much there.
Is it like after? Yeah, you know how sometimes people do like a workout, they go get some drinks with everyone. They did, like, you know, it's like post.
Oh, yeah.
Like beers. Is it going to be with your crew? You're going to go to the OCB?
I'm basically in that club now. Yes. So because of that, we wanted to hear from you. What did you join? Maybe a club? What is something new that you've joined or are currently doing? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a rockaholic on hold who has been inspired by this topic. And we're going to chat with him in just a minute. But first, Rochelle, you're driving to school right now. What is something new that you joined or are currently doing?
Well, I am a sixth grader, and since I did band last year, I'm able to join a seventh grade jazz band for my school.
Oh, Rochelle, what instrument do you play?
I play a trombone.
Nice! Rochelle, my dad plays trombone. That's awesome.
Really? That's so cool.
I'm hoping, like, my daughter right now, she's playing the bells because she's 6 years old, so she's in kindergarten. So right now she's at the stage of playing just the bells, but she wants to play the violin. I want her to play the tuba or the trombone just because I love the sound of those, the brass instruments.
Yeah. When I was in fifth grade, I wasn't able to choose tuba, so I went for the trombone, the biggest brass instrument, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the tuba might be bigger than you.
Have a good day at school, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Take care, Rochelle.
206-803-ROCK. Tacoma, Bob, what is it that you joined? What is something new you're doing?
Hey, first of all, Happy New Year to all you guys. Glad to have you back on the air.
Happy New Year, Bob.
Yeah. Anyway, when you first opened up this segment on the break, I thought, well, shoot, I'm going to check and see. My Medicare Advantage program covers a YMC membership, and so I get to go there for free, and it's only 3 miles from my house. So I want to thank you guys for this segment because I'm really excited about doing this now, swimming, sitting in the hot tub, all that fun stuff.
For free. See, we're changing people's lives.
Tacoma Bob, maybe I'll see you at one of those water fitness classes.
Yeah, you guys have something to look forward to. And don't be too hard on those early bird specials as far as eating goes. You're going to love those when you get to be my age.
Oh, I'm
I am a young rocker, by the way.
And Bob, I'm goofing around. I mean, I'm already there. Like, we're eating at 5 o'clock. We're one step away from hitting that 4 o'clock OCB.
Yeah, and you'll get a better deal on it then, too.
Hell yeah.
Steve, you're only a couple of years away from that discount.
How soon? Because I know you like to take charge in things. Like, you like to be, like when it comes to like everything that you do with the MS Society. You're an incredible leader with that. Also, I mean, I know you used to teach Zumba. How soon until you start teaching
water fitness?
Yeah, water fitness.
I'll have to ask the instructor, like, what steps do I take to be like you?
Probably she just says, I don't come in one day. You could just do it for me.
Oh, my God.
Would you do it?
Sure. The music is great.
Well, yeah, what's on the playlist?
Steve, you would have loved it. If you put lasers on, you would have thought you were at a rave. I'm not joking.
I need more than just lasers. But no, like, this is all like EDM?
Is there some EDM and some like hip-hop and stuff? It was popping off.
Nice.
It was great. You would love it, guys.
Look at the text messages. I love this one. Jacob here. I'm going to join the 30-gallon club this year. 30 gallons.
That?
Any guesses?
30 gallons of beer.
What do you think, Danny?
30 gallons of water?
30 gallons of donating blood.
Whoa.
That's impressive.
They should give you some sort of a trophy for that.
He says, over the course of the last 20 years or so, I've given blood and on a consistent basis, and I've reached 30 gallons donated.
Holy cow.
Hey, shout out. I mean, we're talking about all this silly stuff. That's impressive.
Saving lives.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could
beat... No, water fitness.
Steve Mix? No. He has 4 wins, 2 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number. Maybe you were checking out the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get 3 of the correct answers to the upcoming game. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.